The field is moving over to perhaps prevention. Prevention of the progression is a very hot topic these days. Early information comes from utilization of the interferon. Dr. Silver in New York is a grandfather of our efforts to utilize interferon in Philadelphia chromosome negative myeloproliferative neoplasms, and an example of his experience in early stage myelofibrosis where there appears to be, without control, which is a problem, without control, appears to be an improvement in bone marrow features and perhaps clinical outcome of these patients, but that requires the prospective randomized studies. And one of those studies is underway in Europe, but not with interferon. This is with the JAK inhibitor ruxolitinib. This is a very interesting study trying to prevent progression. So first ever official prospective randomized blinded study for early stage myelofibrosis where there is no need to treat with perhaps bad genetics that have a chance of progression faster than others, and prospective study for 3 to 5 years to see whether ruxolitinib can actually prevent progression, not just treat the patients that are in a need, but prevent them from getting there to be that bad.
What about antifibrotic agents?
Excellent question. This is where I think that antifibrotics have the major role. There are several antifibrotics. We were hoping that simtuzumab, which is a LOXL2 antibody, was one to deliver that antifibrotic benefit. The paper on the outcome of phase 2 prospective randomized study was published several months ago, and it was unfortunately a negative study. The next antifibrotic that we are excited about is PRM151, which is given IV monthly. It can even be combined with the ruxolitinib. This study, large phase 2 study, accrued all the patients last year, and we are expecting the results by the end of this year. Hopefully, with the degree of a decrease in a fibrosis in the bone marrow, you would have improvement in the blood cell count. This is where the study is being done, in patients in need of improvement of anemia or thrombocytopenia. But I think your question is excellent. Would the antifibrotics, in fact, play the major role in prevention of progression? And I would say yes. This is where I would like these medications to be given. Patients that have ET or PV with fibrosis that are at the risk of progressing to overt myelofibrosis and shorter life expectancy, or early stage myelofibrosis patients, these are the types of patients that I would treat with antifibrotics. But these studies require time and effort and money. So I'm not sure that we're going to see them soon, but yes, I agree with you. This is the area for antifibrotics.